If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts.
What would you do if you weren't afraid?
When will I know I'm ready?
You won't. It's a leap of faith. That's all it is, Miles. A leap of faith.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
You gotta let go of that stuff from the past because it just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
If you insist on being moved, being determined by the past, that's your game. But the fact of the matter is, it all starts right now.
You can't live at all unless you can live fully now.
We're all traveling through time together, every day of our lives. All we can do is do our best to relish this remarkable ride.
You cannot beat a river into submission. You have to surrender to its current and use its power as your own.
Well, I control it by surrendering control? That doesn't make any sense.
Not everything does. Not everything has to.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing.
The past, eh? The past doesn't matter. The future, who knows? It's the present that counts. The present. Do you know why it's called the present? Because it's a gift. Enjoy the gift, because tomorrow it'll be the past and it won't matter.
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Most of the energy people lose is because they're future traveling in their brain, right. And I'm really nowhere but here.
He was the man no one noticed. quiet, ordinary, invisible. Life passed him by like a train he missed long ago, but in the stillness, he heard something, not a voice, a pull. He stopped waiting for a sign and became one. Started small, a cold shower, a morning run, a book instead of a screen. He failed, then showed up anyway. The world didn't clap, but the mirror did. He didn't beat the odds by force. He beat them by becoming someone they never saw coming. The most powerful shift is when you stop asking for change and become it.
Journey is what brings us happiness, not the destination.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
There's only one thing a friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was going to do this, if I was going to pursue this this life. And he's an Indian friend of mine. And he said, Abnahito Kab. I think that means, if not now, then when?
The signs are now here. Don't get lost in the detail. Let your awareness go free.
We cannot go back. That's why it's hard to choose. You have to make the right choice. As long as you don't choose, everything remains possible.
You know what your problem is? You're smart. Too smart. You overthink because your mind moves at a million miles a minute. You're sad because you're not fooled by the world like everyone else. You don't get along with most people because they just don't look at things the way you do. You think you're dumb because you're smart enough to know you don't know everything. Your problem is, you're too smart. And happiness in intelligent people is one of the rarest things I know.
I woke up and I suddenly got it. I understood suddenly how thought was just an illusory thing. And how thought is responsible for, if not all, most of the suffering we experience. I suddenly felt like I was looking at these thoughts from another perspective, and I wondered, who is it that's aware that I'm thinking? And suddenly I was thrown into this expansive, amazing feeling of freedom. From myself, from my problems, I saw that I was bigger than what I do. I was bigger than my body. I was everything and everyone. I was no longer a fragment of the universe. I was the universe.
You can live a whole lifetime without ever being awake.
I just try to live every day as if I've deliberately come back to this one day, to enjoy it as if it was the full final day of my extraordinary life.
You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
Just live one day at a time. Live one day at a time. Just don't worry about what might happen tomorrow. Don't worry about what might happen a year from now or 6 months from now. Just do the very best you can right now. Do what you can where you are with what you have, and don't worry about the rest. Just worry about getting through today and taking care of today. And as the Bible says, let the morrow take care of itself. Sufficient unto the day are the cares thereof.
Live in the here and now. How you do this? To live in the here and now. Stop jumping into the past and stop jumping into the future. Then you live in the here and now. But you must practice it. And literally meaning how you do it, make yourself empty. Because the only thing that fills your mind with past and future is your thoughts. The mind.
When you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two. Don't work at play. I used to take my family to the beach and I would bring my briefcase. I learned not to do that. Or at the beach, I'm saying I should be at the office. I should be at the office. Now my family's upset because I'm at the beach and I'm thinking office, office, office. Now when I'm at the office, I'm thinking what? I got to get my family to the beach, the beach, the beach. So things are not going too well at the office because I'm thinking beach, and things are not going too well at the beach because I'm thinking office. Here's what I learned to do. At the beach, be at the beach. At the office, be at the office. When you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two.
If you live in the future, you're anxious. If you live in the past, you're depressed. If you live in the now, you're happy.
I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
The first time that I went to go and see Peterson, someone asked him a question and they said, the depth of my consciousness causes me to suffer. Is it a blessing or a curse to feel everything so deeply? And he thought for a little bit and he said, take more of the thing that poisons you until you turn it into a tonic that girdles the world around you. The only way out is through.
Worrying about your life or your problems is a very common belief that is necessary to hold things together, but it's not. You have to recognize the futility of worrying and realize your life is already together. You're breathing, you're eating when you need food, you sleep when you sleep, you go to work, you do what you do, you look around, contemplate, look at the sky.
Going with the stream of life and not trying to resist the stream. Just as, for example, if you were actually swimming and you got caught in a strong current, if you try to swim against it, you're perfectly sure to drown. But you have to learn in that situation to turn round and go with the stream, let it carry you, and then in that moment, you and the stream become one. The whole force of the stream becomes one with your own body. And you learn after that how to use the force of the stream, to edge to the side and get out of it in that way. This, of course, is the philosophy of judo, of the gentle way, a philosophy of self-defense in which Zen Buddhism has had a great influence.
I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives, are moments, moments in time. And as soon as I've gone out that door, we can never reverse back and play it again, because it's real life, it's not a dress rehearsal. So I don't really care what happens 5 minutes ago. I'm just going to keep going today and living today and enjoying myself, because I know what God gives, God can take away in the flash of a second.
What if you just let it go? What if you broke off all the masks? What if you broke off the bandage and the cage around the thorn, and you just had the nerve to pull it out, to face what bugs you, to walk in and say, I don't like crowds, I'm going into crowds, I'm just letting that go. I'm worth it, my soul is worth it.
Most people nowadays say, I have no time. Of course you don't, because you are not aware of the present. The present is represented on your watch by a hairline. It is as thin as possible, as is consistent with visibility. The present is the only real time. There is no past, and there isn't a future.
If you have ever read Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now, it's that same philosophy of being in this moment. We drag our past with us like an anchor pulling it across the desert, and we paint movies about tomorrow that could happen. What if we let go of the movies, let go of the anchor of the past, and just lived in this present and say, no, at this moment, I'm not going to be shot. Maybe my brain is telling me I'm shy, but what if you're just the observer of that thought? Let that thought go, pull out the thorn, and do the things that scare you the most, rather than protecting and covering and making excuses.
The meaning of life. I'll do it in 5 words.
Okay.
Enjoying the passage of time. That's it. It's enjoying the passage of time. The chances of us being here now are so small. The chances of us existing, it's... the chances of this happening are incalculable. And yet we're here and we have this shot and we're breathing and we're healthy and this is incredible.
One thing that I learned in a few years is like, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment, live the moment, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm. It's part of it. But next day, I'm very capable, and I learned that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past, it never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you don't know that what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, you don't know. So live the present.
It will work out. I will make sure of it. You see, you see. You see, you take things in your own hands, push against it, and you push against it until it's upright. And you stick to the plan.
Someone once said, if you get on the wrong train, be sure to get off the first stop. The longer you stay, the more expensive the return trip is going to cost you. And they weren't talking about trains.
People are not the thoughts they think they are. And it brings them all kinds of sadness. Mine is just a reflex organ. Reacts to everything. Fills your head with millions of random thoughts a day. None of those thoughts reveal any more about you than freckle dust at the end of your nose.
You can tell what you care about by what you think about in the shower. Tell what you care about by what you think about in the shower. When there's no other inputs going on and you're in this liminal space between being unclean and then drying yourself off with a towel, what do you think about? Where does your mind go? It's like, that's what you care about.
The depth of happiness comes when you can live fully in a moment. Because a moment has no time in it. It has everything in it. It has everything in it. Because you are being with the universe as it is. Not as you wish it were or you want it to be, just as it is.
Everyone have a good evening, whatever you're doing in your lives. We're all gonna die one day, so don't get too caught up in the bullshit and the hype. Live your life while you're here. Life can just hit you like that, so try and enjoy every day. That's what I'm trying to say.
Your life situation, everybody has one. Past, future, relationships, job, health, finances, where you live, what happens to you. You have a life situation, of course you do. But you also have, it's not that you have a life, you are life itself. And when your life situation is all you know about yourself, then you miss life. No, you're very good at dealing with your life situation, but you miss life. You do all the right things, but it never really gets you anywhere because you miss life. Life is now. And life is not in the doing. Life is in the being. Now.
Nearly all of humanity shares your predicament, Dad. If you don't get what you want, you suffer. And even when you get exactly what you want, you still suffer. Because you can't hold on to it forever.
I look at old people a lot because usually they don't give a shit anymore. They've just like given up. And there was a survey that they did where the number one reason that old people like don't have as much drama and they're happier is they cited they literally don't have time for it. Like literally they don't have time for it. And I found that so interesting. And I was like, well, if I'm going to eventually be that way when I'm 80, I might as well just start being that way now.
But we like to establish a connectivity with the past, because that gives other people the impression that we're sane. I could go on answering all sorts of questions about human motivation and psychology, but they wouldn't explain a thing, because explaining things by the past is really a refusal to explain them at all. All you're doing is postponing the explanation. You're putting it back and back and back and back, and that explains nothing. What does explain things is the present. Why do you do it now?
I think playing out the fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all. And you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that It's not death. You're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
The same is true for people who think all the time. That means, when I use the word think, talking to yourself, subvocal conversation, the constant chit-chat of symbols and images and talk and words inside your skull. Now, if you do that all the time, you'll find that you've nothing to think about except thinking. And just as you have to stop talking to hear what others have to say, you have to stop thinking to find out what life is about. And the moment you stop thinking, you become into immediate contact with what Korzybski called, so delightfully, the unspeakable world. The most ordinary sights and sounds and smells.
Let the sand represent your life. The sand in the bottom of the glass would represent the past. The sand in the top of the glass would represent the future. There's nothing you can do about the past. That is gone. Too many people spend their time living there, wishing they had done this or wishing they had done that. It's gone. And here's the beautiful truth. Let me use the Born Rich or the Think and Grow Rich book here to show you, you don't know how much sand is in the top of the glass. Now, you may think you have a lot, you only have a little. Here's the point. The only time you've got is right here, right now. So being worried about the past or the future is foolish. If we make up our mind, we're going to do what we feel is the best thing for us right now, we're going to have a pretty good life.
Whatever you learn, man, whatever that guy taught you, you think maybe you can rub a little of that magic onto me?
It's not magic, Tommy. Just getting rid of all that bullshit you have up in your head. It tells you you might not be enough. So when you get up there, you make every move about the move. All right? Not about the gold. Not about what your dad thinks about you. Not about anything. But that one moment in time.
What one day in your career would you relive?
None of them, because I live for today. And whatever's happened in the past, I leave there. I don't even go back and watch fights that I've had, ever. I don't relive the past at all because it's gone and I know I can't get it back. And I'm almost obsessed with time. I've got a real obsession with the way it evaporates and the way that 1 minute we're here and any minute it'll be like, when I done that interview with Tyson, it was like 3 years ago, and it'll go like that, bang. And I've really got an obsession with time, so I live for now. Tomorrow, not promised to nobody. Yesterday can never get back. So today, I enjoy today and I live for today.
A wise person once said, what surprises me most about humankind is that we get bored of our childhood, rush to grow up, and long to be children again. That we lose our health to make money, and then lose our money to restore our health. That by thinking anxiously about the future, we forget the present. Such that we live in neither the present nor the future. That we live as if we were never going to die, and die as though we've never lived.
My goodness, don't you remember when you went first to school? You went to kindergarten. And in kindergarten, the idea was to push along so that you could get into first grade, and then push along so that you could get into second grade, so on, going up and up. And then you went to high school, and this was a great transition in life. And now the pressure is being put on. You must get ahead. You must go up the grades and finally be good enough to get to college. And then when you get to college, you are still going step by step up to the great moment in which you're ready to go out into the world. And then when you get out into this famous world comes the struggle for success in profession or business. And again, there seems to be a ladder before you, something for which you're reaching all the time. And then suddenly, when you're about 40 or 45 years old in the middle of life, you wake up one day and say, huh? I've arrived. I feel pretty much the same as I've always felt. In fact, I'm not so sure that I don't feel a little bit cheated. You can't live at all unless you can live fully now.
You have to learn to select your thoughts the same way that you select your clothes every day. Now, that's a power that you can cultivate. You want to come here and you want to control your life so bad, work on the mind. And that's the only thing you should be trying to control. Because if you can't master your thoughts, you're in trouble forever.
I am trying.
That's, yeah, hello, that's a damn problem. Stop trying. Surrender. Go out into the garden and just sit there and still your mind and watch what happens. Why don't you just let it be?
And then, suddenly, when you're about 40 or 45 years old in the middle of life, you wake up one day and say, huh? I've arrived. And by Jove, I feel pretty much the same as I've always felt. In fact, I'm not so sure that I don't feel a little bit cheated. Because you see, you were fooled. You were always living for somewhere where you aren't. And while, as I said, it is of tremendous use for us to be able to look ahead in this way and in that, there is no use planning for a future, which when you get to it and it becomes a present, you won't be there. You'll be living in some other future which hasn't yet arrived. And so in this way, one is never able actually to inherit and enjoy the fruits of one's action.
Here's how to really cash in on this year. Number one, get serious. Life is serious. We call it life or death. Somebody asked me one time if I had a good description of life. I said, yes, I think I've got a good one. Life is the struggle to keep death at a respectable distance. Serious. Life is serious. The future's serious. It's serious whether you win or lose. It's serious whether you succeed or fail. It's serious whether you've got a good future carved out for yourself or you do not have. These are serious matters. Matters of the heart are serious. Matters of income are serious. Matters of supporting your family, serious.
Whatever comes our way, whatever battle we have raging inside us, we always have a choice. My friend Harry taught me that. He chose to be the best of himself. It's the choices that make us who we are. And we can always choose to do what's right.
What is your advice to overthinkers?
A quote that has helped me immeasurably. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. The boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, I can't see a way through. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And a boy says, yeah. And the horse says, then just take that.
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
But the more grateful you are for what is, the more things will come to you. If you honor this moment, what is this moment, then the future, the so-called future, which never comes except as the present moment, will reflect that. To be grateful means an appreciation, an alignment with what is. If you're only grateful when you compare yourself to others who have lesser, that's not real gratitude. More powerful is gratitude for whatever is this moment, the little things of this moment.
The signs are now here. Don't get lost in the detail. Let your awareness go free. Just recognize what an adventure this transformation is.
If you are not really enjoying while you pursue the goal, whatever it is in your life, if you are not really enjoying the doing, because you are so focused on becoming and achieving and arriving at this future point, that the enjoyment of the doing is so greatly diminished or disappears completely, because all you want to do is arrive, but you're not there yet. That's the nature of stress, how stress arises. Stress means there is a continuous focus on the next moment. And this is produced by the human mind through thinking. You are torn away internally from the present moment into a non-existent, because future never exists except as a thought. You are torn into this so-called future, which is a never land, because it can never arrive. You can never reach the future, because the moment it becomes reality in your life, it's the present moment. So by having this mindset, an excessive focus on becoming or arriving or achieving, you lose completely the being dimension. And then your life is completely out of balance, even if you achieve, in the eyes of the world, fame or wealth or worldly success. And yet you are a frustrated and unhappy human being, perhaps pretending that you are happy, but you're not. And then you have to take drugs or alcohol or go from one relationship to another or compulsively pursue the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, accumulate more of this and this. And so that's not a mastery of life. Our purpose here is to have that balance. And here the emphasis, of course, of this teaching is on finding awareness of being, which is why I talk so much about the present moment. Because this is always the moment your attention goes fully into the present moment, you have withdrawn attention from becoming and doing. What arises is the being dimension.
If you spend too much time thinking about a thing, you'll never get it done.
You will grieve and grieve and grieve, and you'll come up for air and think it's all over and I'll be strong, and then you'll go back under and you'll go through depressions, and let it all run its course. Don't push it. But there will come a time when your mind will quiet down a little bit.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And in the quietness of that moment, we'll be living in present.
An unrealistic perception of life is the basis of fear. People are not willing to live, people are not willing to die. That is their whole predicament right now. The fear is simply because you're not living with life, you're living in your mind. Your fear is always about what's going to happen next. That means your fear is always about that which does not exist. If your fear is about the non-existent, your fear is 100% imaginary. If you're suffering the non-existential, we call that insanity. So, people may be in just socially accepted levels of insanity, but if you're afraid or if you're suffering anything which does not exist, it amounts to insanity, isn't it? People are always suffering either what happened yesterday or what may happen tomorrow. So your suffering is always about that which does not exist, simply because you're not rooted in reality. You're always rooted in your mind. Mind is, one part of it is memory, another part of it is imagination. Both of them are in one way imagination, because both of them don't exist right now. You're lost in your imagination, that's the basis of your fear. If you were rooted in reality, there would be no fear.
If you have a very judging mind in which you're judging yourself continually, then you see other people as judging you all the time. You tend to project outward what is familiar to you, which is the way you look at the universe. You assume other people are looking at the universe the same way.
Life has just three rules,
and you already know them.
Life is a mystery. Don't waste time trying to figure it out.
I just had an accident.
The accident is your training. Life is choice. You can choose to be a victim or anything else you'd like to be.
Just ignore what happened to me.
A warrior acts, only a fool reacts.
What if I can't do it?
That's a future. Thought out.
Well, how would we start?
There is no starting or stopping. Only doing.
Be grateful for whatever your experience of this moment is. And if you cannot be grateful, at least allow it to be, because it already is. You might as well. Now, if you did this little thing, it sounds very little, and it is very little, allowing your experience of this moment to be the way it is, just this little thing would remove, well, it's hard to put it in percentage terms, let's say 95% of the suffering from your life.
Death isn't sad. The sad thing is Most people don't live at all.
You weren't paying attention. Even though you're not. Your mind's filling up again. You're missing out on everything that's going on.
Took for granted what I could do. I was sloppy with my life. I'm scared, but I feel like I got rid of all the old stuff, and I think it was the right thing to do.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get, you know? And that's done a lot for me.
There's never nothing going on. Take out the trash, Dan. The trash is anything that is keeping you from the only thing that matters. This moment. Here. Now. And when you truly are in the here and now, you'll be amazed at what you can do and how well you can do it.
Sometimes you gotta stop focusing and thinking about what could have happened or what should have happened, and you gotta live in what is happening. Stop trying to understand it and focus on surviving it, because the quicker you can survive it, the quicker you can use it, the quicker you can extract a lesson from it.
Stop thinking. Thinking is what destroys our confidence. When you can't shut your brain off, when you're thinking about things in the past that you tried and failed, that tags your confidence and you're not going to move forward. When you think about things that could go wrong in the future, and wow, what if we go down this path and then this, that tags your confidence and you're not going to go forward. Thoughts are not who we are. And I know I've said that a lot lately, but one person described it as thoughts are like a river with bottles going down it. And in each bottle, there's a message, and that's a thought. And they just keep coming down. How many thoughts do you have in a day? Nonstop in the middle of the night, just boom, 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 boom. But we are in control. If a bad thought comes in, like, hey, if you try this, maybe you'll lose everything and it won't work and you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you failed in the past. You know what you do? You take that thought, put it back in the bottle and stick it in the stream and let it go. Think about that analogy. We are living with this stream of thoughts going by, and you have the choice to pluck the ones that don't work for you, don't empower you, and don't tell you that you are amazing, that you are great, that you can accomplish anything you want. If they're not empowering thoughts, stick them back in the bottle and send them down the stream so they go over the waterfall and crash.
All of the wealth I'll accumulate between now and in 20 years' time, in 20 years' time, I would give to be right back in this place with this health and this body and all of the time that's left ahead of me.
So you should take that line of thinking to, like, okay, what do I do right now? These next 2 years, this next year, this next...
Overthinking is your mind desperately trying to process what your heart hasn't healed from. When trauma and pain are buried deep inside, they don't simply disappear. They surface as endless loops of thoughts, constant analysis, and relentless worry. Our mind gets so noisy because our buried emotions are trying to be heard. The only way to quiet our minds is to feel our feelings first. We need to let ourselves cry when we're sad, feel angry when we're wronged, grieve when we've lost something. You can't think your way out of pain. You have to feel your way through it.
We never overthink about positive outcomes. When you're overthinking because you're running endless negative scenarios. You are never running endless positive scenarios.
Never.
You never wake up going, my company's going to make too much money. Yeah. Oh my gosh, my relationship's going to go too well. Yeah. We're never overwhelmed by positive scenarios. We're always overwhelmed by negative scenarios. And here's what happens. We fall into negative patterns, but we have to move into positive patterns. You do not fall into positive patterns. You do not fall into positive thoughts. You have to move into positive thoughts. You have to move into positive behavior.
We underestimate what we're doing right now. And why do we underestimate it? Because we have lost the power of now, the possibilities, the potential of now. So the word present means that now is the only time we have. So let's take advantage of it. Let's maximize it.
Hey, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you're overthinking. Just do the thing. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to care what people thought right now. And you're not going to care what they said about you when you started trying. You're just going to be happy that you did it. You should try it. Come on, you should try it. Anyways, peace.
Like when you say something to the extent of, not you, but just a person, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because life changes so quick. right? And as people, we're often arrogant. I was one of them. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something, right? But when you think about it, it's like when we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of life, we really don't have any control, right? We can control what we possess: emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that, right? You think about how many people woke up this morning thinking like, man, everything is gonna be great, and life changed, right? Mm-hmm. One day you wake up on top of the world, next day you wake up, world is on top of you, right? And so it's affected my mentality and my perspective just toward life, how I greet people, how I see people, how I interact, right? Just that one moment and one element of the injury, right? It's so many things that's happened inside of the injury that shaped and molded me as a person.
Pause for a moment and let this sink in. Just existing is enough on some days. Have you ever woken up and felt the weight of the world on your shoulders? When even the simplest tasks seem monumental? We live in a world that glorifies hustle, that values productivity as a way to measure worth. But here's a radical thought. Sometimes, just being here is your greatest achievement. Your body is fighting battles you can't see. Your mind is processing complexities you can't fathom. Your heart is healing wounds that aren't visible. On those days when getting out of bed feels like climbing a mountain, when showering is your biggest accomplishment, remember, you're doing okay. You're human, not a machine. You're allowed to have off days, to take breaks, to simply exist without justification. You're breathing. You're here. And sometimes, that's more than enough.
There's nothing feeling like living in the moment, because living in the moment, it's hard to grasp that feeling.
Yeah.
How difficult. We can't even do it now.
Yeah.
How hard is it to live in that moment?
Think about how hard. We're right here.
Yeah. When you live in that moment, it's so sensational. Then when it's gone, you fuck what's going on. That moment, you just can't hold it.
Yeah.
You can't hold it.
Yeah.
That fucking moment. Then you think the whole day, how to get back? You're trying to get that feeling again.
Yeah.
But it's not something that you can get back. You gotta summon it. It comes when you don't even prepare. When it's over, you say, yo, did you play hands?
Right.
Yeah. You can feel that? Fuck. Like an idiot trying to explain it, right?
Right.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
But it gave you a feeling that 1/10 of a second, like, ooh. Oh, I can't even explain that to somebody who said it.
Overthinking is the art. It's an art. It is literally an art. It's an art that a lot of individuals here have mastered. It's the art of creating issues and problems that don't exist. There's enough issues in life that already exist. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. It wakes you up. It gets you going. Doubt you create. Everything you've doubted about yourself, everything you've doubted about your abilities, everything you've doubted about how far you can go, everything you've doubted about how hard you should work, everything's doubted about where you should be, you created it. You're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to have fear. You're not supposed to have doubt.
You will never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to jump off the cliff. You will never feel ready to take that leap. And the reason why is based on science and research. Your brain is designed to protect you. You are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. This is where the 5-second rule comes in super handy. All you're going to do is count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. This is a starting ritual that interrupts the patterns of overthinking, of fear, of anxiety, of procrastination, of comparison that are making you go, ah, tomorrow, not today.
You can return to the past, but it's empty now. Your old school is there, but your friends aren't. Your childhood home stands, but your family doesn't live there. The coffee shop you loved still exists, but the barista who knew your order has left. The streets are familiar, but the faces aren't. The buildings are the same, but the energy has changed. The past is a place, but the present is where life happens.
But as a matter of conscious experience, the reality of your life is always now. And I think this is a liberating truth about the nature of the human mind. In fact, I think there's probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that, if you want to be happy in this world.
The past is a memory. It's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. Okay, what we truly have is this moment and this. And we spend most of our lives forgetting this truth, repudiating it, fleeing it, overlooking it. And the horror is that we succeed. We manage to never really connect with the present moment and find fulfillment there because we are continually hoping to become happy in the future. And the future never arrives. Now, even when we think we're in the present moment, we're in very subtle ways always looking over its shoulder, anticipating what's coming next. We are always solving a problem. And it's possible to simply drop your problem, if only for a moment, and enjoy whatever is true of your life in the present.
I never really considered it. I never considered that thinking about your problems all the time and talking about your problems all the time literally make the problems grow.
That's right. I mean, it's the number one symptom of depression is what they call rumination, this pathological obsessing over your pain.
Yeah.
That's why stuff like exercise, that's one of the reasons, aside from chemical reasons, one of the reasons that doing anything, you know, that running errands is good for your mental health, getting out of your house and accomplishing anything.
Yeah.
Is good for you. But sitting around talking and thinking about your problems, that's a bad habit. And the best cognitive behavioral therapists and others, you know, the dialectical behavioral therapists, the ones who do really well with depression, the first thing they do is try to break that that bad pattern. But a lot of therapists just indulge it.
Overthinking is just trying to control what hasn't happened yet. It believes that by thinking through every possibility, it can somehow prepare for anything. The truth is, overthinking creates problems that don't actually exist. We create scary stories in our minds and then feel real fear about these imaginary problems. Our minds generate worry about things that may never happen. The anxious mind wants perfect answers in a life that doesn't offer them. This is the core issue. No amount of planning can make the future completely predictable. There will always be things we don't see coming. The harder we try to control everything with our thoughts, the more worried we feel. We exhaust ourselves fighting against the natural unpredictability of life. We can only find peace when we accept that we can't know everything about the future. In order to move forward, you have to trust yourself to handle problems as they come up and not overthink them before they happen.
Live in the moment. Stop trying to be alive and fucking start live being. Death is coming. When it comes, are you ready for it? Are you going to stand up and dance at that fucking celebration? Or are you going to be wishing, oh my God, because that's permanent, man. You can't change it. You can't reverse the clock, try to make amends and do it right. You don't have time to say you're sorry and make it right. No, it's over with. That day comes. It's like studying for a test. That day is going to be tested. Do you pass or fail? It's a huge accountability of today. Just like I tell you guys, you know, if you want to get in shape and stuff, you need an end state goal. You need a marathon you're running in 90 days, a competition or something that makes today accountable.
Of course there's a chance it won't work. It's a gamble. Just like everything is a gamble. Marriage is a gamble. Oh, you might think you have it all worked out. But there always comes a time when the only thing the two of you can do is hold each other's hand, close your eyes, and jump. Raising kids is a gamble, especially with all the distractions to them nowadays. Every decision you make for them seems to be a gamble. The truth is, life is a gamble. But it's worth every bit of it.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. And that hit me. Because I bet that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for me.
If life is a race, what is the goal? You must get to the finish line faster than others.
That finish line sounds like death.
Of course it is. Finish line is death. So if you want to win the race, you must go ahead of me. Please don't do that. I'm older than you, let me go first. This whole nonsense about wanting to be better than somebody is happening because you have not found any sense of profoundness in your own existence. If you pay enough attention to life, then you will see life is an explosion happening all around you.
Spend a half an hour every morning in quiet time first. Don't go. We're all guilty of it. It's very hard to do. You do it. Start with 5 minutes. Don't turn on any lights. Put your feet on the floor. Take some deep breaths and say thank you. And then just be quiet. You'll find it very hard to do. When you get quiet, you start to hear things. Take time with yourself, alone with yourself.
Hell is living in survival. That's it. And you either live in survival or you live in creation. And living in creation is such an elegant moment because you have to disconnect from everything known and you have to get so present that time is no longer of the essence. You are in the internal present moment. This is a flip because when we're living by our senses in three-dimensional reality, this space-time continuum, there's an infinite amount of space. And with an infinite amount of space, I'm local. I have a body. I'm local in space and time. And then I want to move from here to the door. One point of awareness, Joe Dispenza. My other point of awareness, the door. So in order for me to go from here to the door, I got to move my body through space. And guess what? That takes time.
Mindfulness just means connecting with the present moment. When you are around other people, actually listen to them. I didn't say hear them. I said listen to them. Listening to someone is when you actively give the other person the experience that you are present. And your attention is the most basic form of love that you could give somebody else. Practice listening and being present and making somebody feel like you are right there with them, nodding your head, being in the moment.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
So if I could give everyone a tip, there's basically three things that you should stop doing immediately if you want to be happier. Number one, you have to stop regretting the past. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget the past. You can learn from it and get better from it so you don't make the same mistakes, but you got to stop regretting the past. Number two is stop worrying about the future. Psychologists have found that 85% of what you worry about on a daily basis will never happen. That's a waste of your energy. That's a waste of your time. And number three, stop looking for your happiness in other people. Other people cannot make you happy. It is absolutely impossible. Happiness is 100% an inside job.
The time is now. The time is now to express and for people to believe in themselves. The time is now for it to be okay to be great. People in this world shun people for being great, for being a bright color, for standing out. But the time is now to be okay to be the greatest you.
Stare at your past and you'll end up staying there. It's okay to look back and admire it, but you carry on. I'm not in the business of staring back at it. You know what I mean? I'm getting lost back there. People say a loss can make or break a fighter. But trust me, a win can also make or break a fighter because they get comfortable with a win. People can get comfortable with a win. And slack off then. Slack off on the training. Slack off on the diet. They've won one. They're winners now. That's not me. You know, you sleep on a win and you'll wake up with a loss.
I don't want to be like a slave to my
thoughts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, and I feel like that's how I've been living my life.
Yeah.
Being like a slave to like my thoughts. And 98% of my thoughts ain't even my thoughts. It's something I seen on Twitter, heard on TV, something my mom told me when I was younger, something somebody else said me. So these thoughts are like fears and worries or like just ideas from other people. And it's like, that stuff is controlling me. The meditation for me is more like being present. I'm not trying to think anything. I'm not praying about anything. I'm just still observing. So if my mind is racing, and it might be nerves, or it might be there's a bill due, or it might be this is happening in the family, I'm noticing it, and I'm trying to
let it go.
Let it go, but also not fight it. Bring my attention back to like my breathing, something that's currently happening.
I used to worry about a lot of stuff in my life, worry about what people think, worry about making people happy, worrying about X, Y, and Z. Now I don't. I worry about being happy now and being happy today and tomorrow, and I don't look past that, because when I start looking to the future, which we're not promised, only recently what I say has been backed up. My uncle went for a Sunday dinner. On the way there he had a heart attack and died outside the road. So that's how we're not promised tomorrow. So I live today, because I know that I am not guaranteed to wake up in the morning. So I'm just going to be happy for now, and that's how I live. One day at a time. If I go to bed sad tonight, I think to myself, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a brand new day. I'm going to wake up happy. And I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to crack on. I'm not going to worry about anything, because nothing's going to worry about me.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I do it now. Develop a sense of urgency.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
This is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time.
Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. You have no idea what you're capable of doing.
You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
This is your opportunity for you to really begin to live an intentional life.
Take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life, ain't gonna be anything different. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later to be the person you want to look in the mirror.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you died this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. But please recognize the world we're living in. We're living in a world where there's so much more opportunity. This internet thing created way more opportunity for all of us. I mean, look, you might not even be alive. Like, your mom and dad could have had sex like 3 minutes later and you wouldn't even exist and you're complaining. You could have ended up being a bus, a tree. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm gonna make Monday morning my I'm gonna make you Saturday Monday morning. That's what I want to do every morning, and that's what I want from you. Please take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is.
So if I could give everyone a tip, there's basically three things that you should stop doing immediately if you want to be happier. Number one, you have to stop regretting the past. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget the past. You can learn from it and get better from it so you don't make the same mistakes, but you got to stop regretting the past. Number two is stop worrying about the future. Psychologists have found that 85% of what you worry about on a daily basis will never happen. That's a waste of your energy. That's a waste of your time. And then number three, stop looking for your happiness in other people. Other people cannot make you happy. It is absolutely impossible. Happiness is 100% an inside job.
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned.
It's unreal how much time you waste during the day, and most of it is on these
computers, phones, you know, Instagramming back and forth, whatever the heck you call it shit nowadays, tweeting and texting and shit. We waste so much time on our little gadgets. It's unreal. And we talk about we have no time. If you really take, you have to take your day and write down this one day. Everything you do, write that down. And you'll be like, my God, I am wasting so much time on frivolous bullshit. It's not even funny. I mean, it will, if it doesn't infuriate you, it should.
When asked, what's the biggest mistake we make in life? The Buddha replied, the biggest mistake is you think you have time. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once it's lost, you can never get it back. Time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you can never get more time. Life and time are the best two teachers. Life teaches us to make good use of time, and time teaches us the value of life. And as William Shakespeare said, time is very slow for those who want, very fast for those who are scared, very long for those who are sad, very short for those who celebrate. But for those who love, time is eternal.
Listen, this is to anybody who's watching this. Subscribe to Inspired by Florian. Period.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.